Welcome to FTR On The Go, striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals. Each week, we bring you snippets of FTR's Monday Morning Coffee, a blog written by FTR's own Steve Graham, designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest economic data.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR. Today, I'll be sharing with you some of the economic insights from the week of October 24th through the 28th, 2016, along with key upcoming economic releases. As the third quarter GDP revealed, the economy is still doing okay. The same sectors that added to third quarter growth, consumer spending, a modest inventory build, and exports, will help propel the economy forward in the coming year. In addition, the industrial sector and business investment are expected to turn slightly positive and stop being weights to growth. We can only hope that the end of the presidential election will help reduce uncertainty and boost spending and investment. It certainly can't hurt. There are, of course, still risks. Interest rates are rising after 7 years of ultra-low rates, and there are international dangers. This economy can overcome those weights, but don't look for anything robust. There will be plenty to keep economists and analysts busy this week. We expect the Federal Open Market Committee to signal a rate hike is likely in December. Personal income, spending, and inflation should add more fuel to the fire for the Fed's decision. Construction spending should pick up a little momentum, and the ISM Manufacturing Index should remain in positive territory. Factory orders should also show additional stability in the manufacturing sector. And employment growth should continue its recent pace in October, but vehicle sales may take a breather. Last week's data highlight looks at trade goods. The advanced trade report showed that the goods deficit came in at $56 billion in September, down from $59 billion in August. Exports increased 0.9%, and imports were soft, dropping just over 1%. Exports of foods, feed, and beverages dropped nearly 13%. Not a surprise, as soybean exports had surged recently. Auto exports fell 3.5%. However, solid gains existed elsewhere. Industrial supply exports increased 2%, and capital goods rose nearly 4%. Imports saw industrial supplies fall 1.5%, and food, feed, and beverages slip a few tenths of a percent. A drop in capital goods exports of more than 3% is concerning, as it could suggest business investment in equipment is still slipping. On the international front, in the euro area, economic momentum gathered speed at the fastest pace this year as growth looks to be more resilient than expected. The IHS Market Flash Eurozone PMI rose from 52.6 in September to 53.7 in October, the fastest pace since the beginning of 2016. This composite index includes both services and manufacturing. The gauge for manufacturing rose from 52.6 in September to 53.3 in October, the highest level in 2.5 years. Looking ahead to upcoming economic releases, we start with September personal income and spending released on Monday, October 31st at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. We look for spending to rise a few tenths of a percent in September. Auto sales were decent in September, though retail was relatively disappointing. The inflation index is expected to rise 0.2%, leaving it up less than 2% on a year-ago basis. The October ISM Manufacturing Index will be released on Tuesday, November 1st at 10 a.m. We look for the index to rise a small amount from the 51.5 recorded in September. Manufacturing is trying to find its footing and will pick up a notch as the energy declines are fading. The inventory correction may also be nearing completion, although inventories still remain at a higher than normal level. Manufacturing won't post much of a growth rate, but it should be positive. October vehicle sales will be released on Tuesday, November 1st at 4 p.m. Look for sales to fall back to $17.4 million from September's $17.8 million rate. Even with the decline, the new vehicle market is on course for another strong year. The October ISM non-manufacturing index will be released on Thursday, November 3rd at 10 a.m. We expect the index to fall a small amount in October after last month's nearly 6-point surge. That result was above expectations, and some payback is likely forthcoming. Nonetheless, services activity has remained buoyant. The full international trade data for October will be released on Friday, November 4th at 8:30 a.m. The trade deficit should narrow for the month. Advanced numbers show that the goods deficit came in at $56 billion, $3 billion better than the prior month, as exports rose and imports declined. Exports have been boosted by soybeans, and a return to a more normal trend is expected. And finally, October employment will also be released on Friday at 8:30. Non-farm payrolls are expected to rise by about 175,000. This would make it a touch better than the 156,000 increase seen in September. The holiday hiring season starts in October, but the biggest gains typically occur in November and December. As the economy is reaching full employment, many companies may start hiring earlier. You will find several FTR analysts out and about in the coming weeks. This week, I will be heading to the great state of Texas to join my esteemed colleague Noel Perry at Connected 2016, the second annual TruckStop.com Users Conference. I will be delving into spot market analytics, while Noel will be prognosticating on predictive analytics and technology's impact on optimizing transportation. Next week, you will find railcar expert Dick Kloster in New York City for a Stevens Investor Conference, rail and intermodal expert Larry Gross in Memphis at the Journal of Commerce Inland Distribution Conference, and CEO Eric Starks in Phoenix for the HDMA Heavy Duty Dialogue. We look forward to meeting many of you during our travels.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To read the full blog, visit blog.ftrintel.com or go to ftrintel.com to find the latest analysis from FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.